we're having a bit of fun and games this morning with Table 2 because reluctantly she is going to tell me what she thinks of the Peruvian Cusco Co-op beautiful coffee that she's had this morning, because 2 days ago she wasn't too keen on it. It was a bit too strong for her, but I can detect that her beautiful cup mug is empty. And I know that when her last sip went down, she said, I could do with another one. So how can I interpret that?
As I said last time, and I will say this time, it is a full-flavoured coffee. And I err on the side of not wanting it quite that full of flavour. But it is a lovely flavour. There's nothing wrong with the flavour. It's my personal taste buds are not so good with the fuller flavour. And I still prefer the other one from before. But maybe that's because it's a memory now, not a fact. But this was lovely and smooth. The milk was also the perfect temperature today. And it just hit the spot more. Mm-hmm. I did add a little tad more of milk afterwards, so I had that lovely double whammy of a nice, really strong hit of flavour and then a calming of the flavour slightly by that extra little dribble of milk, and it then goes beautifully all the way down to the bottom of the cup.
Great. I think you really know what you like, and that's the main thing, mm-hmm. because your taste buds and your palate has become quite refined with all yes. the different coffees that we're testing and trying, so yeah. that's great.
So it's not saying that it, you know, so I was saying it's not that I've ever said this was not a nice coffee, it's just at that fuller flavour for my taste buds, and I like something a notch below mm. as my 100% preference, mm. my number one.
Mm. And you like, yeah, go on.
But that does not mean that this is therefore not a good coffee. Yeah, it's, yeah. It is a good coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we've tasted a lot worse.
We sure have. And you like kind of in the morning, relax and read your newspaper. Anything exciting in the newspaper today?
Well, obviously, you've seen the photo of Andy Murray holding his cup, which obviously is close to your heart, which you love.
Yes, he won his first Grand Slam, the US Open. Good on him.
He did. And then the underlying one is then growth is the key to the recovery. Do you think that's growth of coffee beans?
Probably. Let's keep it at that.
Never know.
Great.